What's going on, everybody? Jesse here from Old City Sports Network and Flyers Alley. Just making sure you guys are heading over to oldcitysports.com, checking out all of our wonderful podcasts, articles, merch, so much more. Check out all of our wonderful sponsors. They all have promo codes. Check them out. Do your shopping. Do yourself a favor. Head over to oldcitysports.com. See you guys. What's going on, everybody? Jesse here with Gummy Wade, Corey for season 6, episode 16 of Flyers Alley, brought to you by Sterling Pig. Make sure you guys go to www.sterlingpig.com. Check out what they're doing in media. We'll do the ad read again for, I guess this will be the only ad read because we don't have a dust up this week. There hasn't been any play. So we're going to get into the topics that have nothing to do with the playing of the Flyers. So Corey's going to taste test this bad boy right now. You can do, why don't you do the old Delco dive accountability there. There you go. We think.
Seven, three, and an 80.
Good.
Pretty good. I like it. I like it.
Out of the can, too. That's pretty rare.
Out of the can, nice and cold, though, which is where I like it.
With that, then, you needing a beer. What's how's your week been? We were doing some stuff on Friday, but, you know.
Friday was busy. Yesterday was busy. Did some running around today. Hey, we're rocking and rolling.
You have a comment from Colin. Happy Sunday, gentlemen. And I just decided I'm going to have a fun Sunday. So,
yeah, literally spur of the moment. Literally. I walked through the door. I think I'm going to rip it today.
I'm going to rip it today. Wade, how's the week and weekend been treating you, sir?
I was moving furniture all day yesterday. So that's how that was going.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I got a free sectional out of it, so.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Yeah.
For the win.
So if you want my, if anybody wants my IKEA one that has piss stains and food stains on it, it's all yours for free. It's on my porch.
Sounds like a good deal.
Pretty sure you put that out of the curb, somebody might take it.
Well, you know, it's the cool thing with this IKEA one is you can unzip the like the covers of everything and just buy new covers, and then it looks brand new.
Oh.
So other than that, it's free.
Sounds eventful. I don't think anyone's gonna want it, but
it's free.
Besides the trash guy.
I'm looking at new sofas right now, and holy shit, are they expensive.
You know what? Yeah. Go to what was that? We the ones upstairs.
Yeah.
We went to, I forget what the place is called. It was in Folsom.
Okay.
I always get email. I haven't gotten an email from them in a while, but they're good couches, but like the leather, you see the leather has come off, like the front of it. So like that, they're coming down here.
And then
Lynn's is getting new ones. So
I'll be straight honest with you. Big Lots.
Yeah, but they're like Bob's Furniture. Bob's Furniture shit too. Like their shit breaks like right away. You know how old that couch is right there? That sectional was from when I was 15.
Was this the Upland days?
That was in Oxford.
In Oxford?
Before I ever came back.
I was still in school.
I was still in high school.
Well, damn.
That thing lasted forever, but my mom worked at the place.
Quality.
Yeah. Tommy checks in. What's up, guys? What's going on, brother? With that being said, we do have producer Chris in the house. He's going to be taking some pictures, making sure we look good. Better than we already look, but my watch is telling me to drink water. I don't have any Coors Light. With that being said, make sure you guys go follow it. What's that?
Not yet.
I don't have any in my house. I'm not opposed to it, though. I'll tell you, if it's in there,
I like the tin aluminums or the aluminums.
We got a 36 pack of water. It's crazy. You watch us sitting there telling you to drink water. It's like, you know what? Don't tell me what to do.
I set him up, but yeah.
Don't tell me what to
do. We got Rachel. Rachel checking in. What's up, fam? We got Charles Becker, my boy. Go Flyers, bro. It's my buddy. Anyway, with that being said, make sure you guys go to www.facebook.com/FlyersAlley for our like and group pages. Twitter at FlyersAlleyPod1 and Instagram at FlyersAlley. Make sure you go to YouTube. I put up a reel of you on YouTube from the Living Room Show. It got 36 views within 20 minutes.
Oh, the True Life one?
Yeah, dude. It was only 60 seconds, too. And I had probably like 95 people look at it on my Facebook. I don't know. Just saying. But make sure you guys go subscribe to the YouTube page, Old City Sports Network. I will do a subscribe for subscribe. Also, make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com, old spelled O-L-D-E, for your favorite Philadelphia-based podcast, articles, and merch. And make sure you use promo code Philly in all caps for 10% off site-wide. And I will tell you people, I am one of the new admins of the Flyers Talk.
As of this morning,
Bruce needed some help. Let me tell you something, a lot of porn in there. People, Facebook's getting weird, dude.
I still can't believe that. I was on the phone with you and you're like, what is all of this crap?
So at the bottom, if I'm looking at a reel, right, just regular reel, at the bottom there's an AI porn naked woman. It's like this big. So I showed Lindsay. I said, look, I'm literally looking at reels, look at this. It's literally in the corner and it doesn't pop up at once. It doesn't say of what it is. It says it's like a sofa or some sort, and it just pops up. It's just some naked AI chick. Yeah, and that's why my kids don't touch my phone no more. So I couldn't believe it, dude. I was like, what is that? But as I was going through some of the comments on Flyers Talk, there was 35. You know, Bruce is busy. I don't know what he's doing, but he's busy. I have no problem helping out. So I go in there. Out of 35, probably 15 of them were porn straight. Just now, these are Nigerian
princes,
Indian profiles, or they're not American, and they're all scant. It's all crazy, it's full on porn. I'm like, how is this on Facebook? It's insane. But the
funny thing is, wait, is I was talking to Jesse no more than a couple hours ago. All I hear through the speakers of my truck with the Bluetooth is there's so much porn, and I'm like, I just had a flashback to Ted.
Oh yeah,
it's that much. I mean,
there's so much. I was like, what?
With Facebook, so it's weird. But and also make sure you can call in. I see you guys in there now. You can call the OCSN landline at 302-367-7276. Tell us what you're thinking. Now I'm going to tell you right now. There's going to be some topics that people aren't going to like. I don't care. So we do know that the All-Star Weekend did happen. From what I understand, I know we tried to watch it the other night, but I know it didn't matter.
Did it happen? Because I didn't see it advertised anywhere.
Well, let me tell you, I will say this. One person had an amazing time, and it was Michael Bublé. Check him out.
So, in the LHL, which I'm in with you, I happen to be in fifth place. Even though I had no first overall pick, first pick even. I didn't even have a first rounder. And I still did what I had to do because of my genius. Second, I am first place in the FHL, other hockey, fantasy hockey league. Third, my buddy told me this is just a microdose of mushrooms, and he was lying. So I'll be honest, I thought I was in blaze of glory for most of the time that I was out there until it sort of settled down, and then I realized, holy shit, I'm at the NHL All-Star Game.
Now that is my MVP the of the All-Star.
Boobs is the man. I love it.
Bublé, the last guy.
That's beard of the week.
It should have been. Yeah,
I didn't even think of that till just now.
With that being said, let's roll in Dally Talk. But before we do move on from the All-Star stuff, too, I do have our absolute legend here. There we go.
I don't give a shit.
One of our players are there. He still doesn't give a shit. Like,
no.
That's just.
And to be honest with you, in watching what we watched of the skills competition the other night,
yeah.
there was so much disinterest in it. Like, well,
Kucherov, that's the biggest thing right now is Kucherov didn't really give a shit, so he just didn't do anything. But for the podcast and people, we do have a picture up of John Tortorella quoted that whole weekend. I don't even watch it. I don't give a shit. But, you know, he's got his eyes on other things. He's not worried about that. We got another comment. Steve Fuentes, have a great show, fellas. Thanks, brother. So Alley Talk is brought to you by Fanatics. Use the link in the description and use promo code PASSES for 25% off site-wide for 48 hours. The first thing we're going to get into is, you know what, we will get into this first. Let's get it out of the way. Carter Hart versus Hockey Canada.
Peel the Band-Aid off fast now.
Yes.
Get it going.
Shouldn't it be Hockey Canada versus victim's name?
Well, I won't put EM in there. It looks stupid. Just say your name. If you want that kind of money, just say your name.
3.5 odd some million dollars?
Which is funny because that means
she doesn't want the money. She turned that offer down.
The 3.5 is what she said she wanted in damages, emotional damages. Yeah.
The thing that I read was they offered her that and she turned it down. So
that's not what I read. Who knows? Because it's all everything's hearsay at this point. I think the main point that I wanted to bring this up was just. Sorry, it's cutting off half your face. I apologize for that. There you go. Get in there. You'd be allegedly all episode.
So, hey, it was nice being allegedly all last week.
Came out well though. there's a lot of stuff going on too, and we've all talked about it pretty in depth. Yeah, and there's a lot of rumors going. Well, there's not even rumors now. Now it's just the fact that everybody's putting their opinion out there, and that's fine. Everybody can have one of those. But, like, it's starting to get a little ridiculous now. I think the one that flared me up the most was there was two of them. It's everybody wants to get rid of their Hart jerseys, or they want to go down to the Wells Fargo and turn them in for another jersey.
I briefly heard something about that, and that was one of the most far-fetched, asinine things I've heard.
I've heard worse, but...
Yeah, but, I mean...
It came from the Wells Fargo
side. No, it didn't. It didn't come... Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. The jersey, yeah.
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 But what I'm saying
technically
is
it's coming from Fanatics.
Right.
So but here's the thing, it's like it's getting to the point where people are just complaining to complain, and that's fine, but like no one knows what's going on. We did have like a Wade's gotten pretty in depth with some articles that I didn't read. I still haven't read the ones that we were talking about last week that were real like vulgar, and I didn't get into that because I feel like it'll sway my opinion. So, for all that everybody knows is that she's trying to get a money grab, because nobody knows what actually happened because nobody was there. There's a video that's apparently floating around. I don't think there's a video. If there was a video, I feel like it would have been already done. And if there is one, it's probably hotel cameras catching them going into the room or catching them in the lobby or at the gala. So, my thing is, and Dylan Robillard is another one that's just like kind of like every 10 seconds, there's a new update. I will give Jamie Bascow credit. Everything he's putting out is legit. Like it's all speculation, but it's like towards something. It's not just, this is happening and recycled shit.
That's what I call grasping at straws.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wanted to get your guys' opinion. I just want mine out of the way. I'm not getting rid of I don't think I have any Carter Hart stuff. But if I did, I wouldn't be getting rid of it. I mean, nothing has happened yet. No one is guilty yet. There's all the guys got charged and some guys were told to turn themselves in, but that's as far as it goes. And tomorrow is the press conference. So, I mean, until
2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
I don't know. I'm waiting for the email. I'll be honest. I don't give two fucks about this. I'm more tired of people just every 10 seconds seeing the same shit. every 5 minutes about these guys, especially from people that aren't even linked in with information. You're literally just you're retweeting people's stuff and then putting your opinion in there. Like, dude, just shut the fuck up and graduate high school. Shut the fuck up and graduate high school. By the time that you're able to get credentialed, bro, the guys that you're trying to get credentialed by aren't going to be a fucking round anymore. So shut the fuck up. Corey, yeah, wait, let me go to you first. I'm done. Rant over.
Yep. That's going to be tough to follow that one up. Gee, thanks.
I was going to say, jump them shoes.
I've been waiting all week for that.
Like you said, I mean, I guess innocent until proven guilty, but, you know, if there's smoke, there's fire. So it's not looking too good, at least for the five players. I was banging the horn about the entire eight players that were involved, but it seems like there's more evidence of the five. I mean, I could list the players off, but we all seem to know who they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
Corey? Oh, yeah.
Okay. No. Finish. No, that's it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. You guys are fucked up.
It is, and, you know, I am a firm believer of innocent until proven guilty, but
same.
Where there is smoke, there is fire. So there is evidently something going on there. But all these people damning Carter Hart and all these other guys, dude, grow the hell up.
Well, the thing that's insane is that I've been catching people say, you know, his career is done. Well, not his career is done. I'm trying to remember what it was that was said that let's trade him. Like, his contract can't be they can't terminate his contract until he's charged.
Because,
and obviously, if he hasn't been actually technically charged, regardless of whatever you've seen, the first people that are going to act are the Flyers when he's charged. They've already taken him off the active roster. He's on the non-playing roster. Yeah. So, like, I feel like it's more of a, why don't you guys just shut up and wait and see what happens?
Stop pulling the trigger so fast on everything.
But everyone loves him.
But everybody's talking about, oh, you know, cut his contract, do this, do that. Okay, sure. Let's do that. Let's do this. Let's damn the guy who is presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, let's terminate his contract early. Then Carter Hart and his agent can turn around and say, oh, wait a minute, you breached the contract, you early termination. Now we got something on you.
Yeah.
And really, do the Flyers kind of want that unwanted attention when already we have unwanted attention with the shit going on?
And adding on to that, the family aspect that they're trying to portray here, you're kind of in a double-edged sword situation. Do you want to get rid of a guy that might be, that should be terminated, but you can't because it nothing's happened yet. So, like, adding on to what you said, what if, you know, something happens and Carter Hart's not guilty, or he was the guy that was just in the room, which I'm going to say right now, that's what I think is going on. I'm really close to actually saying what I think is happening. Kurt Schuller chimes in, says Philly fans are bored. And that has a lot to do with it. And honestly, like, I do, regardless of the stuff that I say.
All coming out during All-Star Week when there's
nothing going on. Yeah. I do say we do have morons of the week because there's a lot of people in the fan base that are stupid. We're not saying we're better than you. We don't look down on anybody. We're all from Delco or Delaware or from the tri-state area, blue collar people, every single one of us. But, yeah, you guys are fucking stupid sometimes. Like, this is out of boredom. So what's the difference between, you know, the whole thing that happened with, and I'm going to bring it back up. What's the difference between Ann Sanfilippo and Snow the goalie saying what they said about Kevin Hayes and then him getting death threats? What's going to be the difference between, you know, this whole thing of being charged with something now with Carter Hart? Like, you can't just pick and choose what you want to do here. And it'd be okay. Like, you know, you gotta, everything has to be fair. So my thing here is let's just move on. But, like, I don't know if anybody has anything else. Tom McGuire chimes in and says, isn't he on last year of his contract? Just eat the shit for a year. To your point, he isn't guilty yet. Go to the, let this play out. Yeah, right. Well, that's the thing. It's going to play out, but you can't just.
Well, the difference between Snow the Gullies bullshit, and this is obviously there's some sort of evidence of something that happened, where opposed to the Kevin Hastings was just all bullshit. Right. There's no proof of it.
Because well, there was no smoke. There was no smoke. There was no fire. That was just bullshit.
Correct.
There's one tool that I've used my whole life since I've gotten it, and is process of elimination and things that are situational. The fact that there's four guys out of the five that have been charged with the exact same charge, and then McLeod was charged with that extra one, is kind of making me lead to the point. I guess I'm going to say it. It's kind of making me lead to the point that, in my opinion, that this was a one night stand gone wrong, and that feelings got hurt, and those guys were just clowning her, and then boom. You know, it exploded into something fucking horrible. Now, my thing is also, is if it did go, and if that is the truth, that all this happened, Hockey Canada's fucked forever. Like, you tried to sweep it under the rug, and then now this is happening.
Their credibility is gone.
It's fucking bad. But at the same time, you know, he's going to be guilty because of what the situation is, you know.
In the way
five of them are guilty. Like, that's, come on now. Like,
the way I've been reading about it and seeing and everything like that is, I believe that, all my opinion here, I believe there's accessories to this. I think a few of these guys may have not actually partaken in it.
Mm-hmm.
They knew about it. They kept it to themselves. You know, the whole guilty by association thing.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So, McLeod got the extra thing because I don't want to say that this is true, but I thought I read it that it may have been that he actually texted her and told her. I think I did read that he was actually the one that texted her, or something happened. He communicated with her and told her to chill out.
Yeah.
So regardless of what it is, it's just let it play out. Like, anybody that's ever been in trouble in their life, don't mess around. Just stay here.
Oh, he raised his hand on it.
I had to. He was getting ready. He was getting ready to move. But
stay there, you little bugger.
You just gotta let it play out. And honestly, everybody's having these thoughts and having these let's abandon Carter Hart and such. The whole city loved him fucking 2 months ago. Y'all forgot that this thing was even happening, and now that it's happening again, and like Kurt said, everybody's bored. Now it's let's just throw him over the ship. That's not how it's gonna work. Danny B and Jones aren't gonna do that. But adding on to that, we can get
before you go on. the reason why people are jumping back on it is because we all thought Carter Hart was fucking not guilty. He kept quiet. He didn't say nothing. Him and his agent never said anything. And then when the London police decided to release, saying, get your asses back to Canada.
They reopened it. Yeah.
So that's why I could see why more fans are now more upset with this thing, because Carter Hart, in my opinion, I think he was just trying to be quiet like a mouse, not say anything, and just try to squeak away with little as possible.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. So that's the thing. We all have three different opinions on it. And that's just what it is. It's an opinion.
We all have three opinions, but they're all still in the same spectrum.
Yeah. Well, you know? you have to also remember that there have been charges and there have been cases where this has happened and it ended up being the other way around. And there was no guilty party. I'm not going to say which side, but just saying, people
there
do cry.
There was a payout.
Right.
Well, if you're talking about the one that I think it was.
So this spectrum of the payout. So say situationally, she did approach Hockey Canada and she said, hey, look, this happened. And they were like, what the fuck? All right. Well, we don't, regardless of whether we believe that it happened or not, let's just pay this chick out, sweep it under the rug, be done with it, which isn't the right thing anyway. But, you know, but that's the point, is that nobody knows what's going on. So like, just chill the fuck out. Like, let it play out. I mean, and honestly, they gave 2026 was the court date, and there's already movement. Yep, so, I mean, it's gonna stuff like this is gonna continue to happen. But I just never thought. I mean, you can't just if you're going to wash your hands of him, wash your hands of him. I mean, you could terminate his contract if it's agreed by both parties. That can happen. So if Carter Hart's going to, if he's going to fight this, like he said, that until proven guilty or innocent, he's going to fight it. He's going to fight for his innocence. A lot of the guys said they're going to do that too. Who knows what's going to happen? It's a tough thing. So
basically just wait until see what happens at the press conference tomorrow.
Wade is going to be all over this one. Tim Recky,
what I was hitting at.
Tim Recky comments, how would you guys compare this to the Patrick Kane situation from a few years ago? Wade, you can take that. I'm not all really right, all versed in that.
This is how that went down. It settled out of court. Unknown amount settled out of court.
It was
and NHL decided to never talk about it, bury it in the articles, and it was paid out of court.
Yep. It was got a handful of money. Here you go. We're never going to talk about this again.
Right. And Tommy checks in. Yeah, that had an NDA attached to it. And honestly, that's probably what's going to happen here. I'll be honest with you. There's so many guys involved. You know, it's just it's going to be a tough one.
Okay. So if there is an NDA that is, when all is said and done with this, there's an NDA that is attached to all of this. All five guys take a no contest or not, you know.
No disclaimer.
No disclaimer, no contest, no nothing. How do you bounce back from that if you feel like your name is going to be tarnished now with the NHL?
So how that's going to go is if it is settled out behind closed doors, it's going to be known throughout the league that, like, this is what's going on. So none of the teams will catch any flack or none of the teams will catch anything. I mean, people are still getting traded to Chicago after the Kyle Beach thing, you know. Sure. And the other thing, I know Wade knows about this. There was another one right after that. It was around for like one day. They talked about it and then it went away and it was never talked about ever again. Right after the Kyle Beach thing happened, there's another one that came up. Someone else said that the same thing with the same guy happened.
And it was gone.
It was gone within a day.
As much as it flared. So, I mean, as much as it flared, it was gone.
Yeah. It was gone. moving on from that though, this is a good, this kind of goes with that. Edge of Philly Sports fake news. I do believe I did bring up a thing here. I think it is right here. There it is. Edge of Philly Sports. Hashtag NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman was asked about the investigation that includes Carter Hart, and he had this to say. Now, mind you, this was one part of it. I have the whole thing right here. So this was just clickbait. Literal trash clickbait.
I get enjoyment when I comment on a lot of these. I'm like,
Wade still shares. Wade shares our shit to their page.
I think it's great, but I love commenting on it. Clickbait. Stop looking at this shit.
I commented on it. I don't remember what I said, but it wasn't good.
Morons.
Was it that?
Maybe.
Did you see it? Okay. They're not with their teams, and are free. What's wrong? He's all right. They're not with their teams and are free agents in parentheses, either don't have contracts, which I don't think that's true, or will expire after the season. That is true. If I were them, I would focus on defending themselves if charges come down.
So half of that statement is true. Yes, contracts will
They just grabbed. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Carter Hart's contract is gone after this year. So that's what I said. There's a piece of the truth, but then there's a piece of the lie.
Here's the actual. So that was a part of it. Now here's the rest of it. Bettman said the league does not consider it necessary to suspend the players without pay for the rest of the season. At this stage, the most responsible and prudent thing for us to do is wait for the conclusion on the judicial proceedings, at which point we will respond as appropriate at the time. Bettman said the fact that they're away from their teams and not playing, I'm comfortable with. They've been, actually, now reading that out loud, that means that they just made that up.
Yeah.
So let me
that's why I did one of these deals.
They've been paid the vast bulk of their salary for the year anyway. We're coming down to the stretch run, and when compensation is paid to the players, That's not the concern. The concern is to get this right. Just say, I mean, there was nothing in there. They made it just seem like Gary Bettman was like, they need to get away from their players. You literally took. I'm not even going to. It's just.
Hey, Wade, I'm just going to do.
You fucking guys, man.
I'm
like,
just going to. I'm just going to do this just for Wade because he really appreciates it.
Give me 1 second. Oh, wait. Maybe.
Shut up.
I'm going to do this just for Wade because I feel like Wade gets a giggle out of it every time I do this. Listening to that statement, all I want to do is sit there and go,
yes.
He loves it.
I wish his camera could have just zoomed in like right at that moment.
I can zoom in when we get it. Send it over.
I got a headache listening to that.
What's the thing is I don't usually go that deep. But like I knew that the messed up thing was I had just seen this actual report. And was like, that was like an eighth of what they said, but then you chopped it up to make it seem like it was a hot take. That's not even what he said. So you basically just fucking messed up what the commissioner of the NHL just said so you guys could get a hot take. So your guys' credibility is absolute shit. It's just never ends with you fucking guys. I know you guys are listening too. You fucking guys suck, man.
Way to play on words, you know?
I'm surprised they were that clever, to be honest with you.
Maybe they had some high school kid play with it for them.
Maybe they did. Let's move on. The Lawson Walker trades. I want your guys' opinion on this before I give mine. Corey, good to you. Basically, what's being said is that Lawton isn't going to get traded, and that they're not going to trade Walker now. I don't know why, but same outlet.
Yeah, well, take it with a grain of salt. If the offer comes across Jonesy and Danny B's desk and it absolutely knocks their socks off.
They're also now answering the phone on Lawton. They announced that they were.
But I'm saying, though, if the offer comes across their desk that absolutely just knocks their socks off, it's something to consider. I'll be straight honest with you. I can't see either one of them going anywhere unless it's a hell of a deal. I can't, because not for nothing, Walker has been an unsung hero this year because it's been quite a surprise. Kurt, shut up.
I'm with him.
But like I said, trade them if the deal comes across. If you're looking at like a sixth round draft pick for him, no.
Well, I mean, what do you expect to get for Lawton? People are saying they want like a first or a second. You're not going to get that.
Yeah, I think you'll get third at best.
Third. I'm okay with third.
I think you'll get third at best. I think Walker, you might get a late draft pick with some kind of AHL guy because he's younger in age, which I could deal with. But right. if teams are, I'm just going to say, this is not anything. If the Dallas Stars call Danny B and say, hey, we want Walker for a sixth round pick, I'm gonna hang the phone up.
They're not gonna do it.
But I'm just saying, though, if that's the case, I'd hang the phone up.
Yeah.
So if a reasonable trade comes across, yeah, I can see it happening. If they're gonna trade them for, you know, pennies, no, it's not worth it.
Well, so
keep them and let them run.
Before Wade answers, I just want to, and you can have a comment on this as well. In the Flyers talk group, it's basically saying that there's one guy on there. He's this older guy. I've been lighting him up for the past 24 hours. He's basically saying that no team is going to want Lawton. Now, I think that's wrong. Now, adding on to this, do you think a playoff team is going to want Lawton?
First place team, no. Potential for a wild card team, I could see it.
Yeah. Okay, wait. No.
Well, the pros for Lawton, all situation player. His specialties, I would say, is shorthanded penalty killing.
Didn't you call? Yeah, you commented on mine, didn't you?
Yes. And that's right. His contract is 3.1 million. So any playoff team could probably fit that without, right, you know, this or that. What I would take for him would be at least no less than a first rounder, because if you look at what Tampa Bay did to Chicago a few years back with Hager or Haggerty. I mean, they put the barn up. They put two first rounds for him. And I think Lawton's a better defensive player. He's not as often or as offensive gifted, but I'll pull up his name. But players like that are two-way players, I think are more bang for your buck because, you know, you might get a sniper, but if he doesn't gel with the team, it looks like dog shit. Look at Johnny Hockey with Columbus. He ain't really playing too hot. Look at Huberto up in Calgary. He ain't playing too hot.
Yeah.
Which one's worse?
You know what I mean? Okay.
Or you could go with what happened with Jonathan Drouin.
That dude's been a fuck since for that a long time. That dude just
fell off the face of the earth when he left when he left Colorado.
Exactly. So I think, you know, Lawton, you can kind of make an argument for him because he plays. Yeah, he's not offensive gifted, but he kills penalties. He takes shots. He finishes hits. He sticks up for his team. Walker, I would not want to give up on. I like my mobile defenseman. Mm-hmm. So unless if you give me two first rounders for him, but I know you're not. Yeah. Or even a 1-2, you know, even I'll
let a 1-2. Yeah. But I'm saying though, if you call saying, hey, I'm going to offer you a used towel and a sixth round pick, I'm hanging the freaking phone up, man. Because I feel like a lot of these teams are going to want to try and come in and undercut. And like I said, really, what did we get rid of for Walker?
Nothing.
Zach McEwen.
Yeah, but Zach McEwen is, you know, no offense, he's barely playing in the NHL now.
Yeah.
After Wayne Simmons fucked him up with us, he hasn't really been in the NHL.
That's what I'm saying. Walker was an unsung hero in this whole trade of the McEwen and all the other.
They knew him over there. We just don't pay attention enough over there.
Yeah, and I mean he's done great for the team.
Colin checks in. So you see this team being more of a seller. I think they're in the middle, to be honest with you. So here's my thing on the whole this will probably answer your question there, Colin. Lotz and Walker are on two different paths. But this is how they're being categorized. This is when people talk about them, they're together for some reason. They're gonna trade some people. I don't agree with the Walker thing unless it's a first round. And that's what it's gonna be, and that's why it's taking so long. No one's gonna do it. They don't want to give up. Whoever is looking at him doesn't want to do that. Lawton is gonna go. He can't go for anything above a third. I honestly think that nobody really wants Lawton because he's a Philadelphia Flyers. He fits us so well, and we're not like a lot of teams. So a lot of people aren't jumping at the I think the best thing about him right now is the penalty kill, like Wade was saying, and the fact he has a letter on him. I like Scott Lawton, but at the same time, I mean, he's kind of not being able to keep up with the people that we have now, but he's good at special teams. So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, you get rid of him, but if we get into the playoffs, you kind of need a Scott Lawton. If we get into the playoffs, you need Scott Lawton. You're going to need a guy Walker
who can play north, south, east, west, 200 feet.
So here's my thing is, so why is it that it's Walker? I don't think our defense is an issue, and if it is, then get rid of Zamula. I'm sorry, I would get rid of York before Zamula. You know, you got these kids that, I mean, it's fine, but if you're talking about, I think the Flyers need to decide on whether they're going to be rebuilding during this playoff run that we get into. If we're in the playoffs, you're in the playoffs. You got to stop thinking about the rebuild. Now you got to think about we might actually be able to make a dent here, not going to the final, but we could go deep into the playoffs. And if you get rid of Sealer, you're taking. If you get rid of Walker, you're taking that opportunity away. If you get rid of Lawton, he's a playoff player. So is Cam Atkinson.
You get rid of Sealer and Walker. There's your number one and number two for block shots on defense.
Well, not Sealer. I'm talking about Walker and Lawton. We'll get to Sealer. We'll go get them. But that's what I'm saying. You got to really think. How close are we? Where are we at right now? We're still third. Yeah.
Well,
I believe so. So I mean. You know,
I can ride your train with getting rid of
you ride my train. That's how they got in trouble up there.
Oh, fuck. I was expecting something like that from Wade. Shut the
it's my good to stand. I can God, hit it. I can, yeah, hit,
I can hit it real quick. But the York or Zamula, I think those guys have more potential upside for a trade than Walker does, than Sealer does.
Well, York's been with us long. York's been with us longer. He's all right. But I like what I see from Zamula more than I like what I see from York right now. So if you're going to get rid of somebody, get rid of the California kid. I mean, and because I don't think he's going to adapt to the playoffs as well as Zamula will. Zamula's comfortable. He's sitting back. Yeah, he's scoring, you know, and he's shooting. He's shooting every opportunity he can get. The only thing that I don't like with our defensemen is the fact that they play up so goddamn much, every single one of them. They join the rush. I want one to stay back, at least one. They all want to score, and I don't like that. Or they're all trying to get cookies. Is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing about now. Kurt Schuller chimes in. Centers are a hot commodity right now. First Lindholm and now Monahan. I have Monahan for fantasy, by the way. He's a Jet. Both going for a first round plus. Yeah. We got Tommy chiming in. Yep, a third. Damn, you did not just say that. I did. And Kurt says, we don't have the goalie depth for the playoffs right now. And actually, I'm going to get into that. That's actually what I'm getting into next. You guys good to move on? Wait, you got anything else?
When push comes to shove, I would not trade these guys. I would sit. Unless they trade the moon. But I would sit pretty.
That's what I said. If somebody comes in and knocks an offer off the desk, I mean.
I wasn't with the Walker from day one. I can entertain it now if you're getting a first, but we have a bunch going on in the draft anyway. So like, my thing is we're in such a good spot right now. Let's ride the wave. Let's wait till the offseason.
We all agree.
I know.
I was gonna say the three Stooges all agree on something here.
So, like we were talking about that, let's get into, you know what, Kurt, we're going to go into TK and Sealer. So now there's trade talks again. I forget who that was. I'm getting the people mixed up. I want to say that it was Eric Reese, but I'm not sure who it was. I think it was him on Twitter saying that there's rumors of them getting rid of TK. And Sealer. So here's what we've heard is that TK Torts is all about TK. Now, they've released a list a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, of the people that they want to keep. It was TK, it was Sealer, it was Lawton, it was
Coots,
it was also Walker. They're not, Hathaway, Delorier were on that list as well. Now,
I'm not mad with that list.
We can talk about that another episode, but they, lock TK up. Thank you, Kurt. That's, you got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And they also talked about they want to lock up Morgan Frost. I got a lot of flack for that. Some guy is like trying to chirp me up on Flyers
talk. I saw that. Yeah. I was like, just shut up.
I don't really see anything that he's done very wrong. And
I don't see a downside to him if he's not going to cost you a shitload of money, which he's not.
They just signed him. He's not going anywhere. Shut the fuck up. You got to keep TK. He's probably going to be the captain of the team. There's a lot of speculation saying that Couturier is going to retire after this year. They said that last year. They said the year before. He's not going to retire. But I do think if they're going to pass the torch to somebody, it's going to be TK.
Yep.
Torts loves TK so much. Literally told it, and I quote, from a well-placed source. I saw that the other day. Didn't understand the fuck that meant.
Is that allegedly?
I don't know. Up in Canada, they do some fucking weird shit. A well-placed source. So I was like, what's that mean? You're like, a source that's well-placed. I'm like, that's what you got
thanks,
for me?
You just answered the same thing as the question.
I could dress myself in the morning. I know what you just said.
I could dress myself.
Jesus.
Left shoe goes left shoe.
But, he said that they're going to get rid of TK. And Torch said that he pulled TK aside and told him, you know that you're a leader on this team. And TK was like, I am? Like, he had no idea. He was just like, okay. And then all of a sudden, look at the way he's playing this year. TK's not going anywhere. No. Sealer, the only reason why they haven't signed Sealer yet is because they're convincing him to fucking still play hockey. Before he came to Philly, I'll give it to Chuck Fletcher. He convinced him to not retire and come to Philly. That's what they're doing right now. They're trying to make a deal so he'll stay and play. He was done before he came to Philly. So, like, they're trying to sign Sealer. So trying to sign a guy that doesn't want to fucking play anymore, like, that's a tough thing to do. And if anybody could do it, it's Jonesy and Briere. But
a guy that doesn't want to play anymore, who has by far been the best blue liner we got.
He's been beat up, dude. He's got the block. He blocks at least like 8 shots a night, dude. Whoever has Sealer in fantasy is a fucking beauty.
I think that was you, fool. No,
I don't have him.
No. The person that got him is a piece of shit.
It's not me. Who is it?
You work with him.
Scott.
Jesus Christ. He signed him after we talked about he was a plus 15 in this show.
The one episode
in the show.
Fantasy. Yeah,
he listens to fucking one episode. Had to be that one. Yeah, he's not. I love Nick Sealer. I've loved him since the day we signed him. And he beat up Nick Deloria. I don't know what to tell you. And he threw that one ref.
When he said that,
I love when he came unglued in the penalty box too.
The Detroit game, yeah, I love that. That you can't. I said it that day. You got to put a C on this guy. Put a C on Sealer's chest. See what happens. That'll probably get him a sign. I'm all bad. I don't care what you say. yeah, there's no relevance here. Sealer's not going anywhere.
I can't.
And TK's can't. Not going anywhere. Like, come on.
I mean, if Sealer goes anywhere, it is probably he's gonna just retire. I don't think he's going to go to another team. I don't think he's going to get traded.
Right.
I really do think if the next 8-year contract goes to TK.
Oh, he's going to get paid.
He's going to make a lot of money. But
he's going to be the captain of the team.
I really do think, you know.
It's only going to make him worse.
I mean, it's an obvious thing. Even, you know, you just signed Tippett 8 years.
Right. What would you put a price tag on TK?
Eight million
for 8 years, or
64 mil.
I would, dude. Look at who. So this will answer. Look at who you're giving these contracts to. But there's also like no one else on the. I know we like our enforcers and we like our guys to do that. There's no one else on the team that would deserve that kind of money. Now go down a little bit of the list here. Cam Atkinson has not worked out in Philadelphia. I'm sorry, it's just not working.
He got hurt, and you know, I mean, he's older, so it just didn't work out.
He was a year and a half hurt.
Yeah, he's not the guy that everybody thought he was. And I'll admit, when we got him, I was more excited for Yandle. I don't give a shit what anybody says. Kiss my ass. You can't really find anyone on the roster that literally has more heart than probably TK and Tippett at this point. Tippett is just, regardless of whether he's a quote-unquote flyer or not, he's lighting the fuck out of the lamp.
Just because he got traded here doesn't mean that he didn't turn into one.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm just saying. But I mean, this is the land of the gingers, bro. Well, speaking of that, I got that other guy coming up a little bit later. Should be interesting. But yeah, I'd say 7.5-8 mil.
So
6 years.
You're going 6 years?
For TK, 6 years. Because it gives the quote unquote rebuild its time, and then it gives it a couple years after the rebuild.
So you're gonna say that Tippett's gonna go longer on the rebuild than TK?
I think Tippett's life expectancy is higher and longer in the league than TK's, and I think that the franchise knows that. The type of game that TK plays. Now Tippett does the same thing, but TK Tippett's a little bit bigger. When he crashes the net, he is more of a.
Oh yeah.
He has more
brawn.
He has more success. I mean, look at that, you know, behind the back.
If you say a lot more padding, that means he's fat.
He does have a little bit. He does. He's a pretty big bag. TK's a small guy.
But Tippett's built. You know,
he's a big boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you say. He's a big boy.
Well, he said patting his stomach. Nah, yo, man, easy with the fat guy jokes. All right,
got some padding on there. Moving on to this is a little bit, you know. Let's get on to the goalie one. The goalie options here. Now, I know a lot of people don't really know about some of these prospects, because you know, anywhere you go, you're going to see Dylan Robillard or someone from Flyers Nitty Gritty putting out stuff. Every time there's a shiny new toy, they just rub them out. So the person that
Rub them out. Rub them out. See, you know.
That wasn't the time to make that noise.
Really? You made a train joke and now you're gonna say rubbing one out? Really?
Oh yeah.
Hey, what are we gonna do?
Definitely not rub one out.
Definitely not rub one out.
I can't do that.
No.
All right, so we're at the bottom, the youngest guy. This Yegor Zavragin. I don't know. Tough one. Let's see. He's 18 years old. He's from Russia. 6'3", 183 points. Now, this is weird. So he was drafted by the Flyers third round, 87th overall in 2023. He hasn't played. I don't have anything much on him. It says 2022-23. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, the team that he played for.
Did a KHL team?
Had.
Dump.
Russia, the league's Russia MHL. He had 30 games played.
That's their version of the AHL.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. So 30 games played. Save percentage 620. 540 saves. One tie, six losses, 11 wins. Goals against 2.49. That's the youngest guy. So this is the options that we have here. So it doesn't say that he plays for anybody right now. He's got one league, so I'm not sure even what's going on with him. There's no picture of him on HockeyDB, so that's not a good sign.
Putin's grandson.
Here comes Kurt. Kolosov got a shutout today. Need I say more? All right, so we'll see you guys next week.
I was gonna say,
So there's that. I don't know if there's enough on him to even give an opinion. Now here's Carson Bjornsson. Bjarner.
That's the guy we said BJ or Jameson. Remember,
we're gonna call him Jameson. Okay, Carson Jameson.
Yeah, that's the guy from the rookie game.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, big shoots
dude.
Left.
Big dude.
From Carberry, Manitoba, 18 years old, 6'3", 202, drafted in the 2023 second round, 51st overall. So this year, can I have his stuff? Yeah, okay. 29 games played. Let's see. Goals against 3.14. Save percentage is a 904. 16 wins, 9 losses, 4 ties. 831 saves. This is the new, I guess he would be the second runner up in our draft, our pipeline. Because right now, I mean, let's be honest, right now, Felix Sandstrom is not doing good. Any of the guys down in Reading Royals are doing, that's where they're staying. You want to get rid of, fuck's his name?
He's Sandstrom.
Nah, he's done.
You're talking about our $5.5 million AHL goalie?
Yeah.
Cal Peterson.
He's not, I mean,
$5.5 million, by the way.
That's $5.5 million.
So
that's the point of this is like, let me get over on Alexei Kolosov. And obviously he's the sexy pick here. He is 22. He's 6 foot, 185 pounds, from Minsk, Belarus. This season, he 39 games played. He has 17 wins, 18 losses, 3 ties. His save percentage is 904, 840 saves. And Kurt just said that he had a shutout today.
Had the goose egg.
So, I mean, who's this? Kurt, KHL season ends soon. Hopefully, Kolosov will be in there. I hate to break it to you, buddy, but if he comes over here, he's not going to be in the AHL.
The KHL.
They're going to rip him right up to the NHL.
The KHL has 14 games left in their season.
Do they really?
I looked at it. There's 14 games left in the season.
That's not okay.
So on the odds that Kolosov plays half of them.
Well, Kurt, if you know anything, do you know if his contract – when and if it ends soon over there? Because so my point is you do have some options from the NHL right now. the way that it works over in the KHL is just no one fucking knows anything. They do whatever they want. The money is basically quadrupled over there from American the American dollar over to there. Was it a ruble?
I think it's a
ruble. Whatever it is. That's why people go over there to play. So
better he's escape.
Out of the guys, Tommy says, oh, wait, we loaned him to his team. Oh, so we could bring him back.
He's so under contract with the Flyers.
So we could take him. Okay.
Yeah,
he's I know he's available. He's available this season, 24-25.
I can kind of see it, but I think next year is the option for him. It really does.
Well, it depends. So if the reason why I'm asking Curry is what they can buy out his contract.
They can.
Right. So if they buy out his contract, they bring him here now.
I'd send him straight to the AHL.
I wouldn't. I'd bring him right up to the NHL. He's 22 years old.
This is the other goalie conversation that we had in the group message the other day. I said about Kolesov.
I got you right here. So the other options are Jonathan. Was it Gibson?
Gibson's a possibility, but he's not where I stood.
From what I've heard from Upshaw and O'Brien, is that he is just checked out of just everything right now.
Would you want to be in Anaheim?
No, but the him being checked out, I don't know if you want to bring him here. I mean,
and 2 weeks ago, or Chris, what? 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, when I said my thing through the group message, Gibson was never my thought.
Everybody talks about Gibson. That's why it's.
I was the one that was. I'm all gung-ho for Gibson.
Yeah, I was going to say, me and Wade.
If you could play that good for a shitty fucking team, just put a mediocre defense in front of him.
Look, I think he's a great option potentially for this year.
Kurt says Gibson as well.
But if from what you're hearing that he's checked out, it's, you know, he's got no interest.
So there's another guy, Phoenix Copley from the LA Kings. So obviously that's Cam Talbot's backup, but he's injured right now. There's not very many.
Well, my argument with the Phoenix Copley thing was yes, he is recovering from ACL surgery. That happened a month and a half, 2 months ago. He will be ready for training camp next year. So the way I looked at it was okay, you bring Copley over in the off season. He does training camp. Now he's Ersson's backup if things don't go the Carter Hart way.
Unproven, says Kurt. So my thing about Copley's
unproven.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, he's not great. I mean, but
yeah, but if he costs you $850,000 for a year and he's coming off of a surgery,
you're saying for next year?
For next year?
Well, we need one right now.
Well, now is yeah. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
If right now the number one name that I would throw is Gibson, but everybody's talking about Elvis Merlingis and shit like that. There's no way.
We don't want him. I'm gonna say it. You're gonna see fucking Fleury in a Flyers uniform.
You're gonna. Flowers?
Minnesota is not even.
I would want to know what the trade value is.
He's. I don't think he's really going to ask for too much. He's on the end.
It's not necessarily him. It's Minnesota.
Well, they're not even in the mix. They're not even in a playoff run. So I mean, they're gonna do a deal with someone. If they're gonna do it with the Flyers, I mean, they need everything around the.
I mean,
I don't even know who their starting goalie is. Is it him? I mean,
no, I think it's it starts with a G. Let me pull it up.
Kurt. Someone pull it up. Good. Flyers flower power. I'm all about it. See, that's what I'm saying. Hey, look, I'm telling you. I'm just saying. May have heard it. I'm just saying.
It's not Nike. No. Who the hell is
I think it's Gustafson.
It might have been Gustafson. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The former Detroit Red Wing goalie.
I don't know. Yeah. I think Flower. I think that's a good idea. I mean, I don't know
for this year.
Yes, for right now, yes, to back up Ersson, because he's not a starter. I'm sorry, he's not a starter.
At what price?
Doesn't matter. it's not going to be anything that's going to even that's going to tip the scales, because he's literally if this isn't his last season, think of it this way: if this isn't his last season, then he gets one more. Okay, so then we have Fleury. You get one of these guys over, or what's it? The one kid Carson's up with the Wheat Kings. He's in the W of the CHL, so he's right over the border. You get Kolesov over here. Let Fleury, of all people, mentor one of these two kids. You get a 1-2-3. Let him show Urson a couple things, bro.
Kolesov
sign his ass as a goalie. Could I'm just saying.
Kolesov be your starter down in the AHL
right now. It's saying Fleury is listed day to day.
Who is
Fleury?
Yeah, everybody's listed. I mean, everybody's listed day to day. The All Star break, everyone's going to light up tomorrow, probably.
And his save percentage is 897 with a 2.95 goals against with 8 wins on the year.
And look at the defense in front of him.
Well, I know.
Yeah, parking cones.
They're fucking the worst. I don't know. Middleton's pretty good for me.
Okay, so you're gonna base one player off of six defensemen.
Greg Montour Gibson is a good option for the rest of the season.
For the rest of this season, I can see it. But what I'm saying though is if the option for next year, and like I said, costing no money, that's where I would go. The Phoenix Copley.
I got something for you guys right here.
Guys got a ring. 24 now.
Get that shit off the screen.
Oh wait, that was the come on. Hold on. I think it was, wasn't it that Wilson dude?
I like him in fantasy, but he's barely even doing anything for me then.
If anything, he was fucking anchoring you, holding you down.
Yeah, well, Greg's not too pissed off about that trade either.
Nope.
He got Nino Niederreiter and, and Brandon.
Oh, here it is. It was Robert Wilson.
The guy, right? Meatloaf and Fight Club?
That's Robert Paulson. He does kind of look like
him. His name is Robert Paulson.
I'd welcome him back. Now we're back onto the Giroux thing. So now, a lot of people don't understand it here in Flyers Alley. We're not really huge. I'm not a big Giroux fan. I don't hate the guy, but he just didn't fit my team.
Anyway, I didn't feel like this was going to be a 30-second topic, I'd go take a leak.
If you could get to the sump pump, I thought you'd get there.
Yeah.
Robert Wilson, I'd welcome him back with open arms and cue the Claude Giroux haters. It didn't go well. There's 107 no's.
Cue the Claude Giroux haters. 1, 2, 3.
There was 107.
And 107 plus.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people. So here's the thing: he's
not coming back.
He's not going to come back. And so I'll go around. Let's go around the horn. Wade, where does he fit in? Just humor for a second. Where does he fit in? Does he fit in? And where does he fit
in? For humor, he fits in my trunk.
I'm gonna say Goodfellas style, but I have a truck bed.
I'll be sure to put a definite parental advisor on this.
Episode. I mean, I have a hatchback, so it kind of suck. People would still see them. So
either just
Subaru style, Wade.
Subaru style, Subi. I wouldn't. I won't want him back. We got too much of a good thing going on right now without him.
Kurt says we don't need to go backwards, and Tommy says lay my ass. A lot of clippable stuff here.
I should have said allegedly put him in my trunk. Too late.
Yeah. What do you think? Where does he fit? It does he fit, and where does he fit?
Keep your ass in Ottawa.
Yeah. I can't
see him coming back, because I'm going to tell you right now, there will be clashing with Torts. Torts will just basically say, right.
I bet you him a lot of the guys on the team.
I just can't. I can't see it. I don't want to see it.
They're going to clash because I mean, it's a different culture than it was now. These guys are, I mean, he's not going to like Hathaway. I mean, they're not, you know, they're just not going to.
Many people probably don't.
This is shit.
it's only probably like, let's bring Giroux back. Like, so Robert Wilson, why are you bringing him back?
And I think the guy was just trying to get the trolls fucking flared up.
What price would we have to give up to Ottawa to bring him back if we were even contemplating the idea of bringing him back? Right now at the trade deadline, it's all what if, and at what price?
I'm not even sure about anything with him. I don't fucking care. I don't. If he comes, I will take him back under what? I'm sorry.
Stop waving Rick your hand.
He's giving me the red light.
He's like, giving you doing, he's getting pissed off at you.
I would take him back if there was no chance in hell that he even got a letter, and all he's doing is feeding the puck and becoming an assist monster, which that's not going to happen because everybody's going to jump on the Claude Giroux is an absolute awesome. I don't care about it. It's the same thing with Connor McDavid. Well, okay. You don't have
anything. That's a different pedigree right there.
No. Well, I didn't get to finish my statement. So what I'm saying is that neither one of them have cups. There's no cup there. No. There's no. But Connor McDavid is an amazing hockey player. I just can't. It didn't work with Giroux in Philly. We can't talk about 2010 every time we talk about success. It's ridiculous. So like, Giroux didn't do anything. I'm sorry. He just didn't do anything. He's got a bunch of records. He played a bunch of games. That's fucking cool. He didn't do anything to get us anywhere to a cup besides 2010. And that was how many years ago? Was it 14 years ago?
It wasn't just him in 2010. Chris Pronger.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't.
My only line of defense to him is that camera just followed you as you chugged up, by the way.
I mean, that's his only.
That's my only point. The dude's never hurt. He plays.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's kind of hard to be hurt when the only time you ever get guffy is when Crosby's on the ice.
I don't think he would fit at all.
This is what the Flyers hockey used to be like, and it's going in a great direction. We don't want to go backwards. Like, I don't know who said it.
Kurt.
I think Kurt said it. We're not going backwards. He doesn't fit on the team anymore.
He's just not. The chemistry's not there. I wish him good luck staying in Ottawa.
Well, he clearly doesn't want to stay in Ottawa. Didn't work out the past four. Was it the three teams he was on? Was it two, three?
Well, he's not three. Coming back here.
Philadelphia, Florida, Ottawa.
I'll tell you what, he can go to Toronto.
Kurt says Giroux was a silent leader. We don't need that in Philly. No, we don't. No, we don't.
We just need Tortorella.
Put the C on torch. I did. Have, what was it? Upshaw and O'Brien were talking the other day about how Torts started the sweater underneath of the jacket thing. They were talking about everything being National League. Look at Torts on the bench, but just he's got like a sweater underneath of a quarter zip up.
Are you seriously going after the Mr. Rogers sweater?
I love it. Are you kidding me? I have the same shit. I can't find it. I was literally trying to find it today. I love that shit. That's what I wear when I go to the press box. I wear the quarter zip up, and I got like a sweater underneath it.
I got a button down shirt. That's what I'm wearing.
That's why I not go to the press box.
What's that?
That's why I not go to the press box. Yeah, he wears a Pizza Planet shirt to take pictures.
I mean, I got
he blends in with the crowd though. It's like camouflage. He blends in with the crowd.
I mean, I got nice dress shirts, but
dude, I do the quarter zip with the gray khakis and the nice shoes.
The only time I showed up to the press box, I showed up with my red flannel fucking lumberjack jacket, Canada Dips cap, Canada Dips fucking falling out of my pocket. I was all fucked up. Jesse's like, you got to be respectable. I'm like, I'll be all right.
Man's got Canada Dips falling out like Pez out of his pocket.
I didn't know that. It's the first time I'm hearing this.
First and only time I go, it was a sold out game against, was it a Black Friday game, Jess? I know it was against Pittsburgh. It was like
you weren't going at night. Same with me. I don't go. I signed up for all the matinee games. Didn't go to one game this year.
I'm pissed off. I missed Dollar Dog Notes.
You Saturday? Well, I was going to get into that. We can actually do this next segment and then wrap it up. Tommy does chime in. I'll get to you though. I'll get to you. Well, to be honest, he's not the leader anymore. If he were to come back, him taking a back seat would do him more harm than good. I gotta kind of disagree with that. He was a better player before they put the fucking C on him.
Yep.
He was better when he was the assistant, when, you know, when he was underneath.
He just said, don't. Greg is just
getting Greg Montour.
He's just getting flared up real quick. Don't.
Yeah.
With that being said, we're going to move on to the next one. It will be the last topic we have because we're running pretty late here. Good look ahead. That Jerusha is still up there. Yeah, all right, so Gritty Look Ahead is brought to you by. Oh, I can really hear that. That's a lot. Gritty Look Ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. This is for you, by the way.
Oh.
You follow me? He's following me. He follows me. My robo dog. Pretty Look Ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky contraband. Any orders over $50 gets you free shipping. Anyway, so this week coming up, I guess this is Tuesday, we go against the Panthers. Thursday, we go against the Jets at home. Saturday, we go against the Kraken. That's the game. So Chris will be there taking pictures. I'm not sure if Jess is going. I don't know what her schedule is now with whatever. But yeah, actually we can get right into this too. We'll go right into this and go to weekly picks. All right, Weekly Picks is brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to the app in your app store, download that bad boy, and use promo code Old City Sports Network for $20 off your first order. And be smart. Go get some emails. Use your wife's email. Use your mistress's email, your kid's email, whatever you're doing, drug dealer's email. Use them. Light it up. Use Old City Sports. I don't fucking care anymore. I just don't care, dude. Can't answer me. Use the emails, light it up. A couple people over Christmas did use it, so it worked out. So out of these games, like I said, the Panthers, Jets, Kraken, that's what we have Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. We're back to a regular schedule. Go to Wade. What's your game to watch this week and why?
Well, unfortunately, it looks like we can lose two right off the bat going against Florida, you know, and the Jets. But I would like to see is the fucking to be honest, like I haven't been really able to watch many Flyers games because of my whole streaming situation. But I've been kind of keeping an eye on Florida just because of playing like how old school hockey. And so I think that game right there, both teams coming off the break, you know, want to get right into it. So I think, you know, there's gonna be some big hits being thrown around. So I think the game to watch this week is going to be the Florida.
Okay. Big dog, what do you got?
I'm inclined to go with him because I hope they just absolutely obliterate Bobrovsky.
Two-time Kurt says we're going 1-2 this week.
I'm hoping. All right. Shit on my dreams.
You know, Flyers just gave him away.
I think... I'm hoping the Flyers will pull one out against Florida. It's an unlikely scenario. The Jets are a tough one. I think it's a win against Seattle.
The game to watch this week, I feel like, is going to be Seattle. Only because, I mean, the Jets are the best team in the league. We've dealt with them already. They might not be the best now, but they were when we beat them. They were the best team in the league. Threw it down. Florida's struggling. And Seattle struggling. So those are the ones that I'd be worried about the most. I'm going to say I don't really care about the Florida one. I don't believe in Florida hockey.
I just think everybody's going to struggle. First game back from the break. You know.
I don't know. I think the culture has been set in, and they're already on the ice. They have been on the ice this whole time. I'm going to say the Kraken game. It'll be mine. And I think they're going to lose one. They're going to be 2-1 this week. Not going to say which one it is, but 2-1. Well, with that being said, let's move on to Moron of the Week, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right, so Moron of the Week is brought to you by Sterling Pig. Go to www.sterlingpig.com. Check out what they're doing. If you're in Delco, if you're in media, you know, checking you with your PO or what doing, whatever you're doing. Check out what's going on with these guys on the corner of State Street. It's on that one turn that it's block, like one way.
A block from the courthouse.
It's right by the courthouse. Well, media is the courthouse. I mean, that's all there is.
That used to be, what was it, Little Inn or whatever, the restaurant?
My mom used to work there.
Place was good. We used to go there all the time.
Mom used to work there. There's some stuff on State Street.
And Pinocchio's.
Pinocchio's is cool. They got a nice little... They were one of the places I've ever seen a beer garden. They had a nice little... Yeah. Nice. Well, before it was all a thing. Like, you know, before the hipsters took over.
Lame.
Bad Luck 13, you know, singer from that, you know, and State Street tattoo. So, go check that out. We do have a Moron of the Week. Nice one here. It's going to be Outlaw Beer. It's a nice little thread that we had the other week.
I told you you'd get a kick out of it, Chris.
Listen, you wouldn't believe it, but we're pretty intense professionals here at Old City Sports Network. We did have a phone call, Wade. I don't know if you knew we had a. Oh, did you read that? Or
yeah, I was reading that.
Do you want me to put it back up?
Classy move.
Want the rest?
It's good.
Okay. Friday night we were reviewing our 4 for 4s pilot episode, which next month will be out. Good stuff. Bringing the complex back. We had a conversation with their media guy, Derek Helms. Pretty offensive when, you know, we did talk to him about us doing our deal, whatever. Wasn't too offensive on Friday night. Didn't seem very offensive. Sound like he apologized a lot for them being douchebags. So, good on you guys, I guess. With that being said, we got one more comment, then we're going to wrap this up. Kirk. Listen, man. Hey, listen. You know what? We'll go in depth a little bit here.
It was a spur of the moment thought for a Moron of the Week, and that's why instead of texting about it, I picked up the phone and I was like, "It's my
wild idea."
I was like, "This is a total off the wall idea," but I said, "I don't know if you want to go down that route." He goes, "I'll crawl down it."
It's not very many routes I won't go down. Hey, fuck you.
The phone call on Friday was just a little rough for me.
Yeah, I was a little out there. Oh, but on his end?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was a little out there. The next morning, I literally called Chris. I forget what Chris was doing. I was like, just looked at my call logs and realized I just called this dude. I don't know what time it was. He answered.
It's like 10:30.
Yeah, but their time, it's like...
Okay, it's like so 6. It's like 7:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean... Because we were talking about it, and we were sitting right here, and Jesse goes, call him right now.
Well, I got fucking 5 missed calls from the dude. I'm going to call him.
Yeah, and then when you finally called him, he was like, who's this?
So he erased my number right away.
And he was like, my fault. I apologize. I forgot who you were.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
You can unblock me on Instagram now.
Yeah, that's tough, what I said about
tough,
blocking.
Tough guy. Anyway, with that being said, that's it for this episode of Flyers Alley. Let's get into final thought, I guess. Wade, final thought, what do you got?
You're fucked, Carter Hart.
Oh. You're fucked, Carter Hart. All right. Allegedly. There you go. You gotta start using that again.
Yeah. Allegedly, you're fucked, Carter Hart.
There you go. There. Yeah, maybe what you got?
I hate the All-Star Week.
Yeah, I'm with you.
The skills competition, it used to be something, you know, they used to do the goalie races and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was cool. Now I think it's pathetic. Guys have no interest in it. The All-Star Game is... Which is worse, the All-Star Game for the NHL or the Pro Bowl game that is now for the NFL that they're doing flag football?
That's probably worse.
We're doing flag football now.
Yeah, that's probably...
That's pathetic.
That's probably worse than the All-Star Weekend.
I mean, if they dose everybody with some shrooms and then had them go play the skills competition,
ooh,
then I see.
You know, I should have grabbed one of his for our intro for this week. That would have been pretty cool. Kurt says, this final call is by Lawton, and Tommy says the Pro Bowl for the NFL is worse.
Kurt, how's that third leg doing for you?
Yeah, Kurt. All right, man. We're going to get you back in studio here. With that being said, my final thought every week is make sure you guys go like us and join our group and like page on Facebook.com/Flyers Alley, on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram, Flyers Alley. And make sure you guys go subscribe to our YouTube page at Old City Sports. And make sure you go to our websites and the link in the description. And we will see you guys next week.